What's up, everyone? Hey, we just got to freshen up on some of the people that support us out here with Just Another Failure podcast. By the way, Heatwave Visual just dropped their new Future Tech sunglasses. They got three colorways, I think, right now. We have a kind of the, what would you call that, a rainbow lens?
Yeah, I kind of got like a pink rainbow
Yeah, and
lens.
they
They
got
got
a
a
gold lens and a
gold one.
black lens, and they got the clear frames, they have the safety frames. Anyways, Heatwave's awesome. They're our buddies out of San Jose, California. And they hook us up. If you head over, use promo code FAIL and get hooked up on the website. Grab yourself some sunglasses, maybe a sick t-shirt or a hoodie.
I got sick gear and sick glasses,
Yeah,
so.
let's support our rad buddies out there. Also, our buddies at Rockwell, they make sick watches. I've been loving my Coliseum Assault watch. I run the Thidrent line. He's running the same thing. The watches are great. You can burn your calories on here. You can check your run. Two different time zones.
Kind of does it all.
It does it all. They're quality watches that we have everything from sportswear to luxury wear. Plus, they do CrossFit gear, they do workout
Everything.
supplements, everything. Head over, use Failure 20 with those guys. Get yourself laced up with some sweet gear. Also, we got to shout out our buddies London Boat Rentals for hooking us up with a spot and letting
Yeah,
us record.
definitely thank you to London Boat Rentals because without them, we wouldn't have this awesome studio that we have. So yeah, big shout out to them.
If you're in the Long Beach area, stop by, grab a Duffy, come down, stop by Ballast Point Boathouse. We're open again. You know?
Life's back, baby.
Let's go.
But yeah, we also have a couple other sponsors. Huertos Coffee. These guys are awesome. The guys that run this are just downright cool dudes. The coffee, also amazing. And I mean, what better way to help give back to our first responders? Because every purchase through Muertos Coffee, 5% goes back to first responders. So get yourself some good coffee and go support the people that help you.
It's firefighter owned and operated.
Firefighter owned and operated. Like I said, these guys are awesome. Their coffee is good and it's for a good cause. So use just another failure at checkout at muertoscoffee.com, I believe it is.
It is.
And get yourself some good coffee and give back to the community. And then also, we have our buddies at Canadips. This is a chewing tobacco alternative to get you off of chewing tobacco because that stuff's nasty. They come in all sorts of different flavors. They are CBD pouches that you just pop right in the lip. They call them pack in the lip boomer. And
No THC.
you just let them chill on the lip. Get all the benefits of CBD. They also do have a THC infused pouch if you are looking for that side of things. That they should be dropping soon, I think.
Yeah, I think in June.
And yeah, these guys are absolutely awesome too. So if you're looking for pack yourself a lip boomer yourself, go to Canadips and use FAIL20 at checkout, get 20% off. And I would suggest just running it down the board. Go buy all the flavors because they're all amazing.
You're not going to be disappointed.
Absolutely not. They're awesome. So yeah, go support everybody. Rockwell Watches, Heatwave Visual, Muertos Coffee, and Canadips. And you guys can also support us.
JustAnotherFailure.com.
JustAnotherFailure.com. You can buy some shirts if you'd like. You can also support us on Anchor for as little as $1 a month.
But overall, enjoy our episode. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy. We'll see you guys later. What is going on,
What's up, buddy?
Everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Just Another Failure Podcast with myself, Devin. And if you're not watching on YouTube, you probably heard another voice that's not so familiar, but also kind of familiar. But he's not my co-host. He's just fucking one of the reoccurring show our guests that we've had on the show multiple times that might be kind of stepping in here for a little bit. Is the interim
Might be,
guest.
is there like someone else that you're,
We got a
is
yeah, we
this
got
my,
we're still doing interviews right now. We're interviewing people. You were
sick.
kind of
I thought
just
it was locked in,
no,
but
you're kind of just B team second string.
got it.
But Mr. Waterworld himself, the Mariner.
That's why I wore that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Wore the water jacket.
Yeah.
But what's going on, Mr. Alex Hammer Time Hamer? How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually. I was doing good until I found out that I'm There's other people
that you were
in the run, in the runnings for
that you weren't first pick.
Temporary.
You weren't first. You weren't first overall pick.
No, I'm good. Work's back. I'm stoked to be here again. Without Matt, that's rad. I'm just kidding. It's kind of weird. Like, I always look
that's
at
downright
him,
mean.
Like, he's right in my line of sight. So now I got just nothing.
I know. I feel like you guys make more eye contact. Yeah, normally
it hurts my
than,
neck to look at you.
Yeah.
So I don't. And you're ugly.
Oh, come on, man.
No, you've changed.
You've changed. Hey, you've
for the better.
You've changed, man.
You've really grown into yourself.
Oh, thanks, dude. Makes my heart feel good.
But no, I'm good. Work's completely normal again. So it's like almost everything's totally normal.
You're thriving. You're back to just fucking ripping.
Yeah, I went from not doing anything for a year, gaining a lot of weight.
You kind of got chunky.
Drinking a bunch of booze every night, crying, eating as much fast food as many times a day as I possibly could without throwing up. For a year.
That's honestly disturbing.
Yeah. I did like a...
How did you do that, honestly?
Well, that
How
guy did it in the movie with the McDonald's guy.
Oh, yeah. Super Size Me?
He didn't die.
Yeah, but like, didn't that just make you feel like shit all the time?
No shit. Yeah.
Like disgusting,
I
though?
I felt like I was just dead man walking.
You're just a mutant, just like...
Yeah. Yeah. So, but now I'm complete opposite of that. Like, I'm literally back into the shape
slim,
I was in.
Slim back down, definitely.
In, like, 2 months, I went from being really out of shape to right back
to You were almost to being a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, I could have done it.
You were halfway there, I think.
That was bad. But
I've never seen you like that. That was the first time I think I've ever seen you, like...
Yeah.
Straight chunky monk.
I was like in the mirror looking and I'm like,
You're a chunky monk.
No, I'm like, I could put my shorts and my pants on, but I couldn't button them.
Your shit was tight.
So I would just zip it up and leave the button open.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. But no, everything's, yeah. Now I'm back. I'm pretty much the same weight I was. I'm still not strength wise the same, but it's getting better and better.
You got to build that back up.
Yeah, I'm almost there. So work's good, no masks at work, full capacity.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on a good roll right before shutdown. I had everything was going good, and then we shut down, and I was kind of just sitting there going, "Fuck, I lost all that traction." I'm like, I was so close, and now I feel like this year I'm gonna just kind of fall off and have to start from ground zero.
Which you kind of did.
Which
though.
I did, but it's happening fast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, work came back, and then the Kawasaki commercial.
Yeah.
Comes up. Guy references me.
Yeah, you're actually like doing stuntman shit.
Yeah, like it's
like you're actually a stuntman.
I'm not just a live performer and dreaming of being a stunt guy.
Even though this next commercial that you're doing, I'm gonna make fun of you if I see you on TV.
Yeah, I'm not proud of what I have to be.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
But I'm gonna do it.
I got made the monies.
But yeah, someone referenced me for those Cowie gigs, and I've wanted to do those since I started at Waterworld.
Because
a lot of guys do
those
from Waterworld, and. Obviously, you know, I got along with everybody, left a good impression, you know, did what I needed to do, didn't crash
the
bike.
Okay, you don't have to stroke yourself off so hard.
Just saying, dude, I'm the fucking...
I mean, wow.
You fucking give me a shot, I'm going to go to the top. You're going to go far, kid.
You're going to go far, kid.
But, no,
hey,
so yeah, they...
Stick with me, you're going to go far, kid.
Yeah, it's sick. They reached out, like I told you, I got one in shortly, in like 2 weeks, for another 4 days, and then they're... I think we're flying out to Texas in September for the other one.
You're doing Texas?
Yeah, for the...
For the other stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really talk about it. I get it, but... You got some cool shit lined up, which is cool.
It's radical.
It's radical.
So, yeah, everything's good. Fucking... I just... It's weird that everything just... I mean, I knew it was going to happen.
They just
snapped their fingers.
I know.
And
I've been talking about that,
No one's talking about it.
I've been talking
everyone's
about that,
like,
too.
Oh,
I don't like it.
It's like, you don't look at
that
weird? And you're not like, well, what the fuck did we just do for a year then?
Yeah, why were we so tweaked out last month?
Yeah, everyone's like, it's because of the vaccine. It's like, you know how many people aren't getting vaccinated? That didn't just put a Band-Aid on it.
That's what I don't
get. And they're
telling
you, like, you go and get vaccinated, and I'm not, dude, this isn't like a conspiracy, but you can still get sick vaccinated.
Yeah.
They state that when you get vaccinated. It's not, they didn't just find the solution. Everything's just fine now when they chose for it to be fine, and now everyone's I get it, everyone's just stoked to just fucking go about
I think
their lives.
That's been the only
but
thing
it's weird.
Is that everybody was just so over it that they're just like, I don't want to deal with it anymore. They're like, fuck
that
it.
Was in the past.
I'll get sick, I don't even care at this point.
So
they're like, I'm just trying not to wear a mask and I'm just trying to have fun again.
Yeah, so it's good.
but
everything's good. I'm back to work. Everything's good for everybody. Everything. I mean, what are you gonna do? Cry about it?
I mean, yeah, no. But we're recording this a couple days after the old 4th of July.
Oh shit!
So, but that last statement I was gonna say, you know.
I hope everyone had a good time on the 4th, and I hope you still, you know, you're still intact because there's some few people out there that aren't.
Can we talk about it? We won't state any names.
Yeah, but. Yeah, no, we can talk about it. So 4th of July just happened.
Yep.
Awesome holiday. Everybody loves it, especially if you're an American.
Americans.
I was going to say something about it. It's like we celebrate Cinco de Mayo harder than like people that deserve to celebrate it do. And I feel like that's how 4th of July is now. People that,
don't appreciate what they have.
Yeah, people that hate America.
Like, you fourth,
they're always complaining about how horrible it is here and how, you know, they
it's
love
it. It's so
that
funny.
Day.
It's funny because I was talking to Shane about this. I was talking about how it's so funny how there's so many people that are so angry with what's going on in the world. But as soon as the 4th of July comes around, everybody's like, yeah, fuck America's shorts. Woo! Yeah. And you're like, dude, where was that patriotism?
You can party whenever you want. You know?
Yeah, it's free.
Any
free
day. Just because it's a day. But. Okay, so everyone, you know, I worked for
this. This was a kind of a big deal because you have an absolutely rager of a 4th of July party at your house.
And I had to.
That sometimes just gets out of hand.
I had to post on my Instagram story that unfortunately I'm not having one this year.
I love the fact that you had to put that on Instagram.
You know how many people messaged me and were like, one, I'm mad, but two, it's actually hilarious that you have to do
that. That's what I said. I was like, wow, look at this guy growing up doing big boy things.
If I didn't,
he's working.
I would have gotten Snapchats and Instagram videos of 100 people at my house. And they wouldn't even have known I wasn't there.
They would have just been, hanging out just in your backyard probably.
It would have just happened. And I'd have been at work just fuming like, oh my God, I got to go home.
There's fucking holes in drywall.
But so I got home early enough to hang out. Had a couple people over. I literally had like 5-6 people over just hanging out, drinking beers. And two of my buddies brought fireworks over, and I hate fireworks. I like watching them when I'm a couple hundred yards away.
I fucking love fireworks.
I like watching them. I think they're cool, but I have a rule at my house, especially when I have the parties or if anyone's like, especially on that day.
Yeah.
People are drinking. I'm super against drinking and playing with fireworks. I think everyone should. It's pretty common.
You got to respect them.
You know what I mean?
You can have fun with fireworks, but you got to respect them.
So two of my buddies brought fireworks over. And that's cool. I get it. It's the 4th of July. So I was like, just go a street over. And my streets aren't far.
Yeah.
They're like quarter streets.
Literally.
I'm like, just go to another intersection. Not mine. I don't want you shooting them by my neighbors. Like, we're all mellow. We don't do fireworks. We just watch everyone else do them.
Yeah.
So they were doing that. You know, going a street over, doing their fucking getting out of their system. But they were, they were drinking. So I just kept saying over and over, dude, just no more. Okay, you did 5. Okay, you did 6. Okay, we're done. You're done. But they kept using that same tube.
Same tube.
You gotta and it wasn't one of the badass tubes. It was just
a
normal paper tube.
No, those cardboard ones, like, that are just.
And I kept saying, I'm like, dude, these are cheap fireworks. The tube's shit. You're drinking, and you're going to keep doing it. And please, I'm begging you, just stop. God. And then I got pissed off at one point. I'm like, you know what? You can either leave or just stop fucking doing fireworks. Because I don't want to see something go wrong. You guys are my boys. And I hate fireworks, and it's my house. I'm going to fucking be dad, because I wasn't. They were drunk. I'd just gotten home from work, so I'm trying to catch up.
Fucking daddy's mad.
I'm sober. I'm dad. And, so I lit them up, and they were like, all right, cool. All right, sorry, man. We're not trying to cross the line. Like, it's your house. Thank you for having us over, but we won't do any more. I'm like, cool. Thank you. Sweet. There's fucking hundreds of them going off. Just sit outside and watch those.
Well,
ones.
You guys live right by the fucking
I'm
pier,
like, there's
too. So there's a
$500,000 worth of fireworks about to go off.
Professional fireworks show that's
you
literally.
You can't wait?
Yeah.
So everything's good. They got over it. I put them by the pool table and, like, you know, put them in a bag and zip the bag up. I'm like, all right, they're over it. I had to go to the liquor store to go grab some things. I was gone for eight minutes, maybe.
Oh,
and I pull up, I park. And I see a bunch of people in front of my house, like my neighbors, like hanging out on my porch. And I'm like, oh, everyone's like starting to come over. And it's just about to go crazy. Now we're just going to have an after party at my house. And I see when I was pulling in, I saw an ambulance and a fire truck on 13th. So I'm like, oh, somebody, I was with that buddy, the guy Joshua, I was in his car, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Someone blew their fucking hands off.
Joking.
Literally said verbatim.
Hey, but let's also throw out the heavy foreshadowing. Because you posted the Instagram, the meme of like the ER doctors working on the fourth.
No, it was the guy from Tropic Thunder.
No, I know. It's Ben Stiller with his arms all blown off, and it's like ER doctors working on the fourth be like or something.
No, yeah. Well, so, yeah. So, I posted that. I want to go in my archives and see exactly what it said. Because it was all so, I told you I lost sleep that night.
No, like, I know.
It was so weird that
I'm not laughing at him. I'm just the situation that led up to this. Like, there's no way that it happened like this.
It couldn't have been
like,
more.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that this shit actually happened like this.
Dude, so the post was, it was Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder working ER on the 4th of July, be like, and it's a guy with fucking just no hands. So I see the fire truck, the ambulance, and I'm turning, and I'm like, oh, looks like someone blew their hands off. Fuck, that sucks. I know, whatever. Park. See all these people. I'm like getting out of the car, grabbing my shit out of the car, and I see everyone, and then my neighbor's yelling at me. He's like, hey, come here, come here, come here. And I'm like, what? And I walk up and just, like, I have a little patio in front of my house with a little fire pit and some chairs, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like looking. There's blood all over the fucking fireplace. There's a pool of blood right next to the fire pit. And then there's just a blood trail all the way into my house, all the way through the kitchen, all the way through the pool room, all the way out the back, all the way down the alley, and to 13th where the ambulance and the fire truck were.
And I followed
the blood trail all the way.
Follow the red brick road.
Yeah. And then the ambulance is driving away, and I'm like, what the fuck? And JD...
trying to keep it anonymous.
My buddy comes up to me and he goes, dude, we should have listened. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And he goes, it's not good.
It happened.
I'm like, how bad is it? And he's like, it's bad. I'm like, oh my God. Does he still have all of his phalange? And he's like, yeah, they're there, but they're not stoked. But they're there. So I'm like, okay, good. So it's bad, but it's not. It could be worse. Like, I'm trying to assess and figure out, because I wasn't there. And yeah. I'm trying to put figure out in my head what happened.
Yeah, you got.
Because I showed up minutes after it happened.
You're trying to figure out the backstory, like, what the fuck? Why is there a trail of blood going in and around my house?
So I come back inside. Everyone's freaking out that was there because it blew up kind of right in front of everyone's faces. So everyone's like, just got done not being able to hear. Shit flew everywhere, and they're trying to tell me the story. And everyone's kind of drunk and they're definitely shocked. Like, everyone's just saw some.
Yeah, you think
crazy stuff. And I'm trying to get some information. And then, I got what happened, and I'm like, fuck. My buddy's like, dude, you were the voice of reason. We should have just listened.
Well, but what you're skipping is the fact that he continued to use the same mortar tube, ended up lighting another mortar in the same tube. He holds the tube, and boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah. And I think he put it in upside down because they don't ever – mortars work. There's two different explosives. There's the one that puts it up.
Yeah, the ones that shoots it, and then the actual explosion.
So if you put them in upside down and they light, and the detonator goes, and they don't have anywhere to go, both of them blow up. So I think you put it in upside down, and with having a shitty tube.
Oh my God!
It blew up both of the detonators. The one that goes up, the one that makes the colors, and the and the tube didn't. It was just weak, and over it, and it was his last shot. And it blew up in his hand, and
bro,
it took a big chunk out of his. I mean, it's bad. It's not good.
Oh my God, dude.
So he's home now. Surgery first. Done two surgeries so far. The cleanup, get all the stuff out of it, assess, sew it back up.
He's obviously got to go see a specialist for that.
In 3 weeks, a month. Once it all heals, they got to go back in and because there's two pins holding the thumb back on. So it's.
Oh my God, dude.
It was gnarly. There was so much blood. It literally was like a
murder scene.
A psycho movie in my kitchen. I'm just walking around and I'm like.
Hey, you were straight up fucking like, you thought Dexter was cruising through your house?
Swear to God. It was more blood than I've ever seen.
Dude.
I called him today. I was like, hey, you fucking couldn't have walked around the house. He was so bummed. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, dude, did I get blood on the carpet? I'm like, no. He's like, did I get blood on the pool table? I'm like, no, we're good.
You're like, it doesn't matter, but fuck.
I'm like, what the fuck? There was blood all over the fridge because he opened the fridge because he was trying to get ice and like rags out of the. I don't know. He was just freaking. He was in shock.
I mean, you have the right to blood. Freak out a little bit, I think.
I walked into my kitchen and I'm like, I was gone 8 minutes.
What the fuck happened?
And the worst thing that could have happened happened.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the aftermath and I'm bummed. I'm like, dude.
Why does all the craziest shit happen at your house, though?
It's cursed. It's fucking cursed.
I mean, the best things happen. The best things happen.
I mean, you know, yin and yang. You get both.
Hey, you get if you're getting it, you gotta take it too.
Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
I said the same thing when you told me about that. What are you gonna do? I mean, it's
so. But he's good, recovering. I think everything's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be as close to a full recovery as you can get with how bad it was.
Yeah.
So
I mean, like, dude, I hope the best for his hand, honestly, but holy shit.
Like, I'm stoked I didn't have to have the party because I didn't want to clean up after, and I ended up having to clean up probably more than I would have had to clean up the
next
day.
Yeah, worse.
I had hydrogen. I had to buy, like, six bottles of hydrogen. Should have
just had the fucking party.
Yeah.
I
should have just done it the next day.
Yeah.
Hey, come over. Fuck everything up. It's like an ER fucking in here.
Yeah. Just tell people you had to mop the floor real quick.
I bought like six bottles of hydrogen peroxide. I was just fucking bleach and hydrogen peroxide. I felt like I was in fucking.
People legitimately probably thought you murdered somebody in your house and were covering it up.
Dude, so when everyone's walking to go see the fireworks,
I'm hosing down blood,
and everyone's walking past my little porch thing, and they're just doing the whole.
Like, what?
And I'm like,
you're like, I didn't kill nobody.
It's like they knew what happened without even having. I didn't have to say anything. They didn't say anything. And I'm literally hosing excessive amounts of blood.
They saw the look on your face, and they were just like,
I was just sitting there like this. I had my headphones in, and I'm just fucking like hosing a pool of blood across the sidewalk into the street, and people's faces were just like,
they were like, yep.
Yeah. So that was my fourth. Oh, and the best part is, so we're cleaning up blood. Cleaning up everything, we run upstairs to the third deck to go see the fireworks, and we run up to the third deck because it was me and a few other people that stayed at the house, and we get up there and we see the last two fireworks go off from the big, you know, finale, and we're just like, we get up there and everyone's cheering, and then we're like,
you're like, no,
fucking missed the one thing I wanted to see tonight.
Oh God,
I was on my hands and knees just scrubbing blood.
My buddy's chick, the other guy
that was there, his chick cleaned up most of it, which is cool. I just kind of went, I did a once over.
Yeah, because you went upstairs and fucking cried yourself to sleep.
Oh, I was just speechless. I was like, I tried so hard. If I just wouldn't have gone to the liquor store.
Yeah, but maybe, like.
Yeah, he probably would have done
it.
Dude,
we were talking about all the situations that could have happened, and like, let's be honest, that was going to happen, like, regardless. They were drinking, they were just having fun, lighting fireworks, and. You can't change that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, as bad as it,
fuck, dude.
As bad as it turned out, it's not on you.
Not on me. But yeah, so that was my fourth. I've had better ones.
Yeah, I'd say.
I mean, he has for sure. I'm just glad everyone's safe and alive.
Ooh. Hey, I guess you could say it got out of hand. Oh God.
Dude, oh, no. You know what's funny? No one can joke about it as good as he's been joking about it.
That's what when
he's
you were like texting him.
He's
when
just
you were...
the funniest dude. He's even his parents are just like fucking idiot. Yeah. Like they're just so straight up people. Like he's just taking it like on the chin. You know, he's not.
I mean, there's
no excuses.
There's kind of no way, like other way to take that. I think.
But
like,
some people do. You know, some people are just like fucking. He's just like fuck.
He's like fuck it.
He's like. He lost his like the tip of his middle finger. He's like, I didn't even fucking like that finger anyways. I didn't even use it.
Fuck, take a little bit of it. I don't need
so,
it.
So that was that. 4th of July was sweet until it wasn't. But the rest of my night was cool, just mellow. Cleaning up. No, nothing.
This 4th was kind of mellow though. No,
oh, like, everything was mellow.
It
down
seemed
by
like
me.
It was kind of
like I left for work in the morning. There wasn't anyone out.
But even
Teresa kept
even
calling
at
me all
night,
day. She's
too,
like,
right?
no one's like. It's just mellow down here.
Yeah, it was kind of
weird.
The
night was mellow. There was no,
I think because
like,
it was on a Sunday, like a lot of people actually worked the next day and like we're keeping it mellow.
Yeah. So it was nice. I was at work. I was like kind of stressed out, but I posted that thing. So no one came over and there was just, I came home and there was just nothing. I was expecting to come home and just be, it was
There's
mayhem
a
down
fucking
there.
Fucking yard sale.
I pulled in, there was parking out front. parked in my spot. I was like,
y'all backing in all like low key. You're just like, yeah, this is nice. I can get used to this.
So that was cool.
Yeah. My show was pretty mellow too. I mean, we rode around for a little bit and bounced around for a little while. And then,
and my buddies went to a couple cool house parties, but nothing like
just, yeah,
no, like
watched a couple fireworks too. That were, I mean, it was cool. It was fun, but was in bed early and
I don't mind it.
We ended up watching, this space documentary.
Oh, great.
No, it was, what the fuck is it called? Oh, it's a 12-part documentary series.
12?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 12-part because it's 12 15-minute episodes. Like, hey, just make a 2-hour documentary. Why are we doing the 12-episode shit
every, for like, 15 every minutes? 5 episodes? Hey, are you still watching?
Yeah, you're like, I'm just trying to watch the
whole
thing.
Trying to finish thing. The
fucking thing. Yeah. So, but it's about the... the guys that go up to the International Space Station, and the dude, like, 3 guys went up there for a year. Jesus. And just floated around for a year.
They just get back, and they're all fucking...
Dude, when they land, it's crazy. They look like fucking, what's his name, Voldemort, when he's all when crinkled
he was
up.
He was when he's reincarnated.
All, like, yeah, when he's all fucking... And they, like, carry him out of the fucking...
Yeah, they can't move anymore.
Dude, it's gnarly. It's
they
so,
gotta go
it's
and
so
do
gnarly.
Gnarly, like, physical therapy and fix all the atrophy.
Yeah, because they're doing full-on tests about him, like, you know,
yeah,
what
it's
doing.
They're testing the bones, they're testing their muscles.
Radiation and everything. Like, it's pretty wild, but, like... You're just floating.
You have no sense of gravity
for a 300 year. You don't know what air is. Yeah. You don't feel air. You Nothing. Don't like.
You're just
you
stagnant.
And you don't sit down.
No, it's like
the guy bought a table while he was up there. He bought a yeah, because fuck it, Amazon works in space too. Why not? But he
not
ended
surprised.
Up he ended up buying like a dinner table with like chairs and everything.
So he could sit.
And so he's like, as soon as he got back, he like sat down in the thing, and he was like, oh,
nice.
Like, that was just fucking
Then he
game
shit his
changing.
Pants.
Oh, God, gravity
Damn
works.
Damn it.
Fucking gravity works
Forgot
again.
Forgot how that works.
Shit. But, dude, it was fucking, it was actually pretty cool. Yeah. It was a really cool.
Like, I like space.
I love space. And just
It's just a
fact,
bunch of knowledge that you can't even comprehend, but it's nice to hear.
Dude.
Because you start thinking about it, you're like, well, that's fucking gnarly. it's well, like, all the numbers are in the billions and millions and years or light years, and you're like,
well,
whoa.
Like, what I kept tripping on was when they would, like, open the hatch that, like, is the big bubble that you can, like, see 360 around and stuff, and you're just staring at the Earth. And it's like, dude, everything that people
you know
are...
is there.
Well, but, like, all the fucking fighting, all the cool shit that happens, all the bad stuff, like, everything we are as humans is chilling down there on that little ball, and you're just floating around
well,
looking at
the
it.
The only guys that get to see everything in a, by itself as a whole. Like, you never get to see that.
That's what I
There's
mean.
You never go up high enough to where you can just actually separate.
Well, you can see the whole ball
just
of
see
the Earth.
All the shit that's going on in that little circle.
And I was tripping.
It probably is super enlightening.
It's got to be, like, almost... Like, I don't even know how to describe what that would be. Like, it's almost got to feel fake.
You want to go to space?
I do. I really do.
I swear
do.
To God, in our lifetime, there'll be trips.
I want to. 100%. I will rob somebody blind for a ticket to go to space.
Yeah.
Because I'll never be able to afford one.
I just want to make sure the Earth's not flat.
It's not. It's not.
No, I didn't do that one. You know that. That one.
Yeah,
that's
you're not,
where
a,
I,
you're
that's
not a flat
I,
Earth guy. We
that's
know
That's where
that.
I fucking was like, all right, guys, you guys are tripping. I like conspiracies, but those dudes were... You see the when they did the test and they with the laser across the water?
And nah.
They put like 2 stationary things and then they had a laser go from point A to point B to prove that it would meet up at the same point. And it didn't. There was no laser. And they're like, oh, well...
Nah,
we gotta go back to
wait,
the drawing board.
Hold on, it's because... hold on.
And they're just... It was like, they did a full documentary and at the end, they were like, it was the moment of truth. And they're all just sitting on these rafts, and the laser was nowhere to be seen. And they're like,
"What?
Well, maybe something.
Can we? Did the battery? Did you put the batteries in it?
Yeah, everyone's just like the guy at the other laser. Yeah, laser's on. Is it in position? And they're like, we don't see it.
Everything looks good on our end.
And the best part is they don't. That's not. They don't care. They're not quitting.
That didn't disprove. Still flat. That didn't disprove anything to them. That's the best part.
Dude. They're trying to say now that we're like concave, like a fucking
like
plate.
It goes the other way.
Yeah. What? Why?
So what you're saying is it's still not flat. So it's just
still
bends.
Bleak.
It bends another way.
It's like a
way.
Pear shape.
Shout out to the pear.
Yeah, so whatever. I don't care. I could be the shape of a banana. I don't care.
We're still ripping.
We're still ripping.
We're still just doing the damn thing.
So, yeah.
Still ripping harder than fucking Mark Zuckerberg.
4th of July is punk rock.
Still ripping harder than Mark Zuckerberg. All you crazy on
fucking
that,
people. Oh, dude.
That's it. What are those called? What is that?
Hydrofoils.
The hydrofoil? It's for everyone.
Foil boards, but there's a company named Hydro.
Whoever doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, it's like basically a surfboard, but it has a huge, like...
Got a big fin that goes down it with two other fins on the bottom.
And you, like, pump it.
Yeah.
But the board, like, hovers above the water.
Yeah, like the foil just, like, the actual fin sits in the water, and it's kind of crazy.
But the fucking, the lizard man himself, Mark Zuckerberg, just with an American flag just pumping around a lake just looking like a...
With his fucking white sunscreen face mask on.
He's fucking...
on his private lake that he probably owns.
He's just fucking licking his own eye.
I give him props because me and Gecko. Todd went to try and ride those with Trevor, and they're hard. It's fucking really hard.
It looks like he was out there
just fucking ripping them. Like, me and Todd were just getting thrown around like ragdolls for like 2 hours. We were drinking, but it's not something you just pick up in a day. It's not like wakeboarding. It's tricky. And when you fall, the thing like flies out of the water and flips upside down, and the blade wants to come and fuck you up.
Oh,
they have
really?
To stay away from the board. Yeah, it's gnarly.
Oh, sketch.
And they're all super light and sharp and carbon fiber.
Because why not?
Why not? Yeah, Trevor bought one, and then we find out the hard way that they're not even legal on the lake in Arrowhead. So the patrol boat came up, and she freaked out.
Aren't they legal?
I don't know, because private lakes like that are weird. Yeah, it has
probably
to get cleared.
Because you fucking chop somebody in half.
Yeah, it has to get cleared through like the city council of like the little community. Anything new there, like no jet skis, like. Certain boats aren't allowed there. Like, no one that you got to live on the, you have to have property on the lake to even put your boat in the water. They're like, yeah, those aren't allowed yet.
Those aren't allowed. Wait, hey, whoa. We don't know what's going on here.
We're like, what is this sorcery?
We don't know what's going on here. So those aren't allowed yet.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. Everything's weird. It's like weird that it's normal. You know, I'm stoked, but I'm, like, in, like, a weird, like, haze.
I kind of wish it would, like, kind of go back, because it was so nice being able to just, like, go places. And
I liked being
nobody was there.
It was sweet.
Yeah, let's bring back the fat kid.
I was, like slow-mo everything. I was just cruising around, just being fat and sassy.
Just fat and sassy.
Dude, I was eating fast food 5 times a day.
What's your go-to fast food place like?
I was like going McDonald's, Taco Bell, fucking El Pollo Loco.
You're the
Wiener Schnitzel.
And you're the type of fucking lunatic that gets like a fillet of fish at fucking McDonald's, huh?
No, that I haven't crossed that boundary. That's gross to me. I'll eat fucking anything.
I've
never had a fish.
You're a
fillet.
Psychopath.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Psychopath if you're crushing a fillet of fish.
It's not fish.
That's not even fish.
Stop calling it fish.
It's filet of fucking.
That's fosh.
Filet of fosh.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but that's not fish.
Dude.
That's not even crap.
McDonald's is just
that's not even false crap.
No, but like, what's your number one like fast food? Like, if you had to just go rip fast food, one place.
Is Chick-fil-A considered fast food?
I think.
Yeah, I fell in love with it.
I mean, it's got a drive-thru and they say my pleasure, so.
Yeah. And they're all, yeah.
That is the Lord's chicken.
I had it today, and I was in heaven. It's good, so good. And you don't feel bad about it.
Chick-fil-A, yeah, it's like kind of...
But if I'm being dirty and just, like, grimy...
Yeah, I'm talking, like, scumbag, just fuck.
Taco Bell's not that bad. We just had it. A couple hard
tacos.
Taco
Bell's bad, though.
Yeah, but it's not like fucking Carl's Jr. or Burger King.
Burger King is... Whoa.
I was trying everything. I was, like, going to places I knew I didn't like as a kid. Just because I'm like, fuck it, dude. You're already fat.
How is Burger King still in business, honestly?
I don't know. There's that one by my house. I never see anyone there.
How is that place in business? And they're charging like 99 cents for...
The kids' playpen
for the
area
fucking,
is growing plants and shit. It's got like shrubs and like weeds and kids are just running around playing in there.
But you know what I mean? They like got chicken tenders for 99 cents.
That's so gross.
And there's a chicken wing shortage. How are they still holding those numbers?
Oh, I like... fucking Popeyes. I was going there a lot.
I've never eaten
that
at a Popeyes.
That chicken sandwich, I get why the fucking shit hit the fan when that thing came out.
But didn't like Chick-fil-A and everybody else do the same shit?
Not
like,
as good.
Really?
The chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A or at Popeyes is better
the
than...
The only thing I've had from Popeyes is the biscuit and I almost choked on it.
Too dry.
Yeah.
No.
That shit's like eating sand. Yeah, it's like the cinnamon challenge.
It's gross, dude.
In
it's
a drywall in biscuit. In a basket form.
No matter how much butter or honey you got, doesn't matter if you're... Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh.
Did you see the hot dog eating contest on 4th of July?
Yes.
76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
He broke his own record.
14 years in a row. Or, yeah.
He's won, like, the last... He's only been, like, beat once in, like, the last 7 years or something. Let's look this up.
Dude.
We gotta look this
up. We watched it at Waterworld. It was on TV. And, like, in between shows, we were... Or we got to watch the whole 10 minutes because we had our break.
We watched that dude tackle
76. I haven't eaten 76 hot dogs in my lifetime. I don't even think I've eaten 20 hot dogs in my life. And he did 76 in 10 minutes. And he was cruising.
Okay, 14. This is 14 his 14th years in a win, row. Dude. No, he's lost like one of them, I think.
He's
one
done four, he's done 15 world title, you know, competed like for the world title 15 times and won 14 of them. Something happened with one of them. There's that documentary out about it.
It was the 14th time the top-ranked hot dog eater in the world won the title in the last 15
years.
What's
his nickname? I love his nickname.
Joey Chestnut.
Chestnut. Yeah, Joey Chestnut.
Oh, God,
yeah, the documentary is actually kind of cool. It shows how gnarly it is. Like, how they actually push them down.
Well, but, like, they expand their stomachs and shit, too.
The sodium overload they have, and, like, they got to keep it down for a certain amount of time, and, like, it's so unhealthy.
It's disgusting,
just, like, one bun and water, two dogs. Like, just they have a method. They're all doing this, like, same method, and they're pushing whatever's in there. They're literally using the food to push what's there down.
But imagine the noise. That is coming off of that whole line of dudes
palate.
Just shoving hot dogs down their fucking mouth hole.
It's gross. It's grosser than what I just did. Way grosser. Way more gross. No, yeah, we watched that and I was like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? These guys...
Oh, dude, the
and they're stoked on it.
There's a chick competition too.
Yeah, the chick was there for his for
and
him winning.
She consumed 30 3/4 hot dogs.
3/4, just round up.
I know, just give it to her. She consumed 6 3/4.
Dude, he was
more.
20 hot dogs above everybody, the whole 10 minutes. He was just slaying. And you should see him after. He's like doing the interview. He's like, yeah, it's fine.
No, so
like wasn't suffering.
What was the other?
Where do they go,
dude? Those guys eat so much.
The guy that wins
their
is
stomach.
The smallest guy out of all of them. He's just like a normal looking dude.
What was the Asian dude that was killing it for a while too?
Oh yeah, the legend.
Yeah, he just was a fucking an animal.
And he was tiny.
That guy would do these competitions
and then go eat
and then go to a buffet and
just
crush a buffet.
Did you see him train? He'd go to like buffets and like where he lived in Japan and he would get fucking food for 50 people.
Well, but like I guess in Japan, if you go to a restaurant and you tell them like, oh, I'm a competitive eater,
yeah,
it's almost like a
your royalty.
No. It's almost like a fucking slap to the chef's face.
They're
and
like,
the
oh,
chef
yeah?
is like, oh, really? You think you can eat everything I make for you? Yeah. So they just pile on food and like he just has to go to work on... And they make him like the most outrageous shit too. Mm. Like they made him I saw like a documentary about it. They made him like a spicy ass snow cone that was like this tall.
Sweet.
And he just had to like... finish that and he's like, it's so spicy, it's so gnarly, but he's like, I just have to do it.
Yeah, you don't.
But that's how they train.
Good
but could
them.
You imagine shoving 76 hot dogs down your fucking face and then going to a buffet?
I used to be embarrassed to tell people I worked at a coffee shop. How do you tell someone you're a professional eater?
No, I gag on hot dogs professionally,
dude.
I just fucking
what the actual fuck? I was sickened. I didn't want to eat forever after. I was so like anti-hungry.
What even is a hot dog, dude?
It's just the grossest meat put into
shoved
a little,
into a fucking little skin.
Little film skin. Bratwurst are fucking killer, though.
Yeah, like sausages are cool.
Hot dogs?
But hot dogs are straight sketch.
I swear, I've eaten probably
and
15
ones,
hot dogs in my whole life.
The ones where I see a hot dog come out of water, like they boil hot dogs.
Ugh.
Sign me the fuck off.
Yeah, out.
I'm gone.
Oh.
Hit that thing on the barbecue, put it in a bun.
I want some barbecue lines on it.
And just chill.
Make it look like a bratwurst.
Yeah. Don't be pulling that thing out of the water and it's all pruny.
It's
and
just still pink and uncooked.
I'm gonna.
It looks like one of those little mini sausages in the
can.
Did
you see all the people tripping out too, saying that it's weird to put ketchup on a hot dog?
Yeah. The East
is
Coast,
that weird?
Well, it's just like Italians and how we do the pineapple and ham. It's good, but to people that are pizza people, it's weird to them. But yeah, it's the same thing. Like East Coast, they put a certain four toppings on a hot dog, and that's how it's fucking done. You put anything else on, you're a weirdo.
But like, apparently, it's like, hey, if you put anything other than mustard, you're a psychopath.
Fuck
but
you.
But it's like, dude,
I do both. I put mayonnaise on my shit. What are you gonna do about that?
You put mayonnaise
on my hot fuck yeah.
On
you
a
know
hot,
what?
Yeah, fucking, you fucking crush mayonnaise.
I'll do
though.
Mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, and relish.
That's just so European of you.
See ya.
You just love like
I'll
all
put
the
custard on that.
I was
shit.
Gonna say you love just custard and mayonnaise and all that. Just
it's good, dude. We like creamy, fucking gross substances.
You really fucking do. You really do, and it.
Fucking hate whipped cream though.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it. It's gross. It's too airy and like sweet and gross.
Just floofy.
I just want that thick shit. You know what I mean?
You're such a foul creature. It blows my mind.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking
look
gross.
At this guy too. Just check that guy's fucking style points.
That fucking walnut, that's hazelnut, chestnut.
Joey Hazelnut.
Fucking
that's
legend.
His nickname. Joey Hazelnut.
Yeah, I watched that live.
You watched the whole thing?
Whole thing. Like, it started right after we finished one of our shows, and we have, like, an hour break in between.
What an event.
So we got to watch. Everyone at Waterworld was in the little green room watching it on the thing, and we were all just doing the whole.
Hey, like, how American of an event is that? That we
that's
put
what
that,
I kept saying. It's,
that we put
I'm
that
disappointed.
On TV.
I'm disappointed.
That is what we put on TV, and millions of people watch that.
That was worse than the shovel races in the Olympics.
Shovel races. Dude, there's some crazy shit in the Olympics.
Yeah, they
year.
Take super good shit out, and then they put stupid shit in. But you know what? People love it.
People love
That's
it.
Why movies suck, because they're trying to appeal to the idiots, not the sophisticated, real moviegoers that are looking for some good cinema. They're just all the dummies. You could put anything on the TV, and they're like, we love it.
We eat it up.
Sequel. And then that fucks everything up for us. Now we got to go watch everything from, like, 90s and back. To get a good movie.
Yeah, we do have some garbage movies coming
like
out.
Like 2000 to 2010 was okay. After that, out of my face.
Dude, whoa. I'm looking up the Olympic.
You hear about that chick that got busted for the weed?
For the weed thing?
And she's like, I don't even give a fuck because the Olympics don't pay. She's like, I'm out. Later.
They don't make any money? Well, I guess
no
not
money.
From the Olympics.
Nothing. No sponsors. There's no endorsements. Nothing.
Wait,
they
what?
Don't make
you
a
have
fucking
to,
dollar.
You have to get endorsement money.
That's what she was saying. She's like, I don't make fucking anything. I show up, I compete my best, put my best performance on, and I don't get dick.
I don't believe that for a second. There's no way that you don't have a sponsorship that's paying you to
well,
go to the
Olympics.
Well,
she has her sponsorships that pay her monthly.
That's what I'm saying. Her endorsement
but
deals.
She probably gets a little bonus for being in the Olympics, but you should be getting fucking, to perform like that, to be the best athlete on the planet,
yeah.
To compete in the best gathering of all the most and talented people, you should be making a lot of money.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Michael Phelps got busted, and he was smoking people on weed. And now they're trying to say that weed's... They went from saying weed is bad for you, it makes you, you know, slower and less motivated, and now yeah. because
they're
saying
there's performance
these,
enhancing
now there's
all of a
super
sudden.
Super athletes that yeah. kill it in their, whatever their little forte is, yeah. and they're getting high. Like the Diaz brothers, they get high. Before their fights, maybe, smoking during camp. Maybe they don't get high right before their fight, but they're smoking during training.
Those
and they're going out there fucking...
Those dudes don't give a fuck
anyways.
Don't
give a fuck. They smoke in their press conferences, weigh-ins, and they're out there smashing people. And now they're going, oh, weed's a... It enhances your... It's like, fucking make up your mind. No,
right?
It doesn't.
What is it?
When John Jones got busted for cocaine, I'm like, you think that coke he did at the strip club the night before helped him
beat the shit out of that guy? Fucking...
No. You know, like, you drink and stay up doing blow all night. You wake up in the morning, you don't feel so good.
Yeah, you're not feeling
rested. He's just really good at fighting.
Yeah.
And he won because he deserved to win.
Well, that's
he actually gave the guy he was fighting better odds.
Well, that's what I was, like, everybody was losing it about that chick because they're like, dude, it's fucking
legal.
Weed.
It's but it's like OSHA and the you know, the government. They're
but
separate.
The only thing is, though, is all the
Olympics...
Olympics
says no.
Well, but all the Olympics, like, every Olympic athlete... they're given what they're allowed to take and what they're not allowed to take. Everybody knows what's on that list.
Yeah, and if you,
should weed be on there? Absolutely not.
Yeah, but they know.
But it's not. It's still on the list.
Yeah.
And you still have to abide by those rules to be in the Olympics. But for fuck's sake, the state that she got caught in, weed was legal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they didn't.
And
care.
Like her
the
mom just
care.
Died, and she's like, dude, I was just trying to like cope with.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, Universal. Fucking the Olympics.
Hey,
found out.
Hey, whoa. Hey, yeah.
You know, the Olympics finds out, and they're like, "Yeah, we're not cool with that. It's not on our list."
But like, that,
she probably got busted in a weird way. Like, not even through them. They didn't. They probably didn't even test her and bust her personally.
I don't know
how the whole thing went. But as soon as they caught word of it, they're like, "Yeah, you're out."
Yeah.
And then that's what I saw. She was like, "I don't even care."
Well, I like the fact that she just straight up like stepped up and was like, "Yeah, I smoked weed."
Fucking what?
Like, and most people would be like, "I don't know. I don't know how that got in there. I must have got a contact high."
Sorry,
it was super weird.
I wasn't oxygenating my blood.
Yeah, it wasn't blood doping. Yeah, fucking
my bad.
All the shady shit that's actually happening, and you ruin this chick's life
food,
for some weed.
I was making food taste better and shitty jokes funnier.
Yeah,
my bad.
My bad, man.
My bad.
That's on me, I guess.
So yeah, that sucked for her. Yeah. She's a badass. I was watching her stuff the other day.
She rips.
Human.
Yeah.
She's a runner, right?
Yeah.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
No, that's a shitty deal.
She smoked some weed, so she's not going to get far.
Do I look like a potato?
What? Like your face?
Yeah, a lot of people say I just
look like... You kind
of
do have a potato. Like
the one, yeah.
Holy shit, now that you just said that, you do have a potato face.
Someone just texted me and said, "Hey, what's up, hot potato?" I was like, at least I'm a hot potato.
Wrap
a little tinfoil around
could
me,
be worse.
Whip out the sour cream, and dig in.
Holy fuck.
I look like a potato now.
I can't look at you now without seeing your head's a potato.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I used to say it as a joke, you know? Because, like...
That's life-changing. Literally, for me, that's life-changing. I've never seen you in that light before, man. You look like a potato. You look like a potato. Hey, how's breakdancing getting into the Olympics? That's pretty neat.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you judge that?
I don't know. How do you judge half this shit?
I don't know. I always wondered. Motocross, like freestyle, I always tripped on how they were judging that because all the guys were doing the same shit.
Yeah,
like,
that shit's like fake anyways, though.
Yeah, they were all... I think every judge for anything eventually just gets rigged and it's favored towards the people judging. There's a lot of... controversy with X Games and, you know, with that, he was all like,
well,
we
that's...
show up for the paycheck, yeah, but none of us want to show up just to be there. We all want to win.
Yeah.
We want
a fair chance. Yeah.
And then when we find out really what's going on behind the scenes, it's like, what the fuck is the, how is this even an organization?
It literally turned out to just be a.
They pick who they want there. They already know who's going to win as long as they don't crash.
Yeah.
It's like.
If you put together a decent run, you're good.
What?
But that's.
Everything's
what...
like.
So
I've got everything.
I've talked about this before. Like, any type of judged event, I think you should just find three random people that maybe haven't even seen the fucking sport and put them in there and judge it. Because those people are going to be like, whoa,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That guy really did something fucking cool.
Yeah.
Where like normal people that watch events like me and you, like say we're watching whatever, BMX, dirt bikes, whatever it may be. Like, we see it so much, we've done it ourselves, that you're like, oh, wow, yeah, no, that was cool.
Yeah, you could tell that.
But you're like, they're like, oh, that guy just did a double backflip on a dirt bike.
Yeah, but that guy did it better.
Yeah, you're like, wow, look at that.
I like his bike.
You just critique everything down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, I like his helmet paint job.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You're like, honestly, he's going to get second.
You know what? I actually like partying with that guy. That guy's super cool.
His graphics,
after party's
his graphics
be sick
are
tonight.
Better. He's got
yeah, if
better
he
graphics.
Wins, dude, he's buying everyone shots.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, that's kind of shitty that that's how it turns out to be.
Everything's all.
But if you
up.
Got like three random people, they'd
you know
be
what's
like,
the worst when
like,
it comes
that would
to
be
like
so
politics? It's Formula One.
Dude,
it's a fucking disaster.
Formula One is the biggest shit show. It's literally just like if you won the lottery and then just like put race cars involved and then just everybody gambled on it.
Yeah, the politics are so gnarly in that sport. It's insane.
Dude, some of the companies like will hire like if they want a company to sponsor the team, they'll hire a driver like the same like what's the word I'm looking for?
Caliber?
No, like the same ethnicity or something, uh-huh, yeah. You know? Like if they want like this German brand to like sponsor.
It has to be a German driver.
It has to be a German driver. It
has to be.
It's like shit like that. That's fucking... Like there's 10 other drivers that are better than this guy, but because they want the sponsorship, they need to bring this guy mm-hmm. in just to get that sponsorship and make a gazillion dollars.
I knew it was bad. My dad always talked about how gnarly the politics are in that sport, but when that show came out, I learned a lot about how gnarly. Like you got to watch your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
Everything's, there's not just a bunch of guys going out there racing. There's a lot more shit.
No, it's.
Like there's people telling you to move over. There's people telling you like you're not getting this amount of money if you do fuck this up or do that or get out of his way or make him win. It's like what?
Yeah, could you imagine being like, because obviously like most teams have their number one driver. Yeah. It's like
that's. And there's two teams that are always dominating, Red Bull and Mercedes.
Yeah, but like. You have Lewis Hamilton, who's like, that's the number one guy on Mercedes, and he's just an absolute badass. Oh. But then you have Valtteri, who's the second guy. There's so many times that they're like, hey, Valtteri, pull over. Lewis got to come through.
Sorry.
Like, imagine being that guy. You're like, I'm winning this fucking race.
Yeah, and in the midst of that, you got Max just on a tear trying to like be the next Hamilton.
He is on a tear. He's killing right now.
But it's hard.
He's won like four in a row now.
Fucking A. He's the shit.
He's
like the last little bad boy in Formula One. He'll do whatever the fuck he wants.
Hey, he is a
He doesn't fuck. Follow rules.
He's a little dickhead,
He is
too.
A hard guy to pass, and he'll crash you both out.
He's a scumbag, and I love it.
He'll smash into his own teammate. He did it with Ricardo. Yeah, smashed into him.
Yeah.
And then was like, what the fuck?
I've talked about this many times on the podcast, where like when two drivers come together, when they go to the team radios and you can hear the guys talking about it, they're both just, this guy's fucking idiot. I can't believe
he crashed asshole.
How did he crash into me? He had no seam in there. What the fuck are you doing?
I love and when they
talk shit.
And then
the other guy is just like, this fucking idiot. Yeah. How are you that dumb?
Yeah. It reminds me of the mic'd up hockey when they were making fun of each other. Like, oh, if God. You're like a new guy.
I showed you that, huh?
Yeah.
They were
just like, yeah, go back to the minors, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What are you even doing here?
Go dye your hair.
Yeah. They talk shit so good.
I love it.
The Formula One guys talk shit so good, but it's different because it's there. A lot of them are like foreign, so they have accents and they don't really talk shit the same way we're used to hearing it.
But like, it's also funny. I don't know how to say this, but they talk shit in like a rich way.
Yeah, it's like so polite and so rich and.
But it's like there's so
fancy.
Much money behind it that they're like even their like chirps that they're giving people are like fuck.
Yeah, it's like you peasant.
Yeah, they're just like you are nothing to me.
You are should not even be here.
You should.
How do you get where you go?
How are you the one that is in the car? You suck.
That's fucking awesome.
But
everything's awesome.
Everything's awesome.
We love it.
Hey, we're just out here doing it.
Dude, you know what?
What?
I love it.
You want to do it? Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's our favorite movie quote. If you haven't seen it, she's out of your league. Watch it. We're Branson bound.
Wait, I wanted to find something else. Oh, this is something that I wanted to talk about. Because this is like, I don't know how this is a big deal, but there's this this article that a prison guard is accused of smuggling drugs in Rice Krispie treats.
No way.
As if that's never happened before.
How is that an article?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is this groundbreaking? This happens daily.
People know that. Watch fucking Orange is the New Black.
They did a Netflix show about it.
Watch Prison Break.
It's
guards
to happen.
Are the reason shit gets in prisons. Duh. How else?
That's what I don't like.
Birds?
Yeah. Fucking the owls from Harry Potter?
Yeah, no. You fuck. Most of the time it's the warden and like the head guys.
Yeah, it's all the fucking the top up guys.
They're all making
like,
a cut out of it.
That's what I'm saying. They're padding their pockets.
Why get paid once?
They get pad them pockets.
Fuckers.
This doesn't even like.
How do you hide drugs? What kind of drugs were they hiding?
I fucking
in those Rice
Krispies. I don't know, but like, you didn't.
Oh, e-pills.
You didn't suspect that.
Yeah. Whoops. But do you imagine eating one of those and not knowing you like ate fucking Molly?
You're just fucking. Wee.
Thought it was a Rice Krispie. Now I'm Rice Krispie.
Now I'm Rice Krispie.
That's funny,
dude. Fuck yeah, man. Good for the guard too.
What was I gonna say? About we need a. So I want a bike still.
A mountain bike.
Yeah. No news on the Jackal, son.
No.
Kenny got his bike.
finally.
No, he's fucking god. He
I don't know what that
means. He gave money to the a big corporate company that's known for not giving people shit after you give them money. Sorry, Kenny.
Nice.
When are you going to learn? But, no, yeah, I want a bike and I don't know what to do. I finally have a little bit of money put away. I want a bike.
You can't get shit right now, though. Nobody has anything.
Do better.
Hey.
Build shit.
Hey, bike companies. Do better.
Fucking everyone. I went to go get pool cues the other day at Big Five. Now I don't have any.
Why?
Make more.
Make some.
Bring them here. Hey, let me buy them.
Chop down a tree. Twizzle some things down. Make them a little. Put a little dot at the top. Put some chalk on it and a price tag, and I'll buy them.
I want a dirt bike. Can't get one of those. Mount or stunt. I want a jumper. Can't get one of those. I want to get new clothes. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Got to be able to put on a list.
You got to be on a list for everything. For everything's. For all of them's. Oh, there's another here's another thing too, the an aerospace program.
We love it. We love those guys.
Are threatening to prove that UFOs are real.
Haven't we already?
Didn't we already go over it?
I still think it's so funny that nobody gives a fuck.
That through every all of this, they're like, hey, UFOs are real.
The news is like trying, like, it's like they're like, hey, I don't know if you saw Monday, but it, so there's aliens. And everyone's like, yeah, well.
Yeah, well, but did
what
you.
Bill's, what did, but what's did, going on with the president again?
Yeah.
You fall down some stairs again?
He trip going upstairs again?
Yeah. Like, aliens are, they're there. We got them. We found them. It's real. And everyone's like.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
That's what's. But that's what I mean, though.
How that's when you know shit's fucked up.
How is that not groundbreaking?
It is.
But that's what I
mean. Well, it's been so long, and everyone. I feel like they. How maybe they're doing this on purpose. Like they're, you know, they're getting us so used to it. But we've. It's like we've known for so long. You know? And now they're telling us, and we're like.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, we knew.
Everybody's like, we've been talking about it.
But
this
I think
whole
that's
time.
What's weird. I think that's like a perfect. Way to like go about it, like they've just seasoned us and
they
like,
ease you into yeah. it so much
and
that
then shit's gonna hit the fan one day and it's gonna be full-on fucking movie, like, you know, like Alien movie where just like shit comes in and we're
could
all freaking
you imagine
out.
Though what would happen if a fucking UFO flew in, dropped down, and like something walked out of it and they had that on film?
I could. Because I've seen it so many times in movies. I would see it. We would all see it. And
yeah,
we'd be
but
like,
you
oh.
say that. You say
I'd be gnarly.
Oh.
But we'd all be like, fucking whoa.
There's a fucking alien, dude.
Yeah, they look just like we thought they would.
You look nothing like fucking Ted or whatever that fucking.
E.T.
Yeah.
What?
No, what was the
Ted?
Alien? What was the alien movie?
Paul?
Paul fucking Ted. It was close. God damn it.
I was like, what, the bear?
The teddy bear? Yeah, fuck.
I fucked that up.
Whoa, dude, they're teddy bears.
Oh, wow.
Paul?
Paul's good. I want to watch that.
Paul's a good movie.
That's like one of my favorite alien movies. Yeah. It's such a funny concept.
What's your alien name?
Mine?
Yeah. What if you were
Zargon.
Zargon.
Just came up with that.
Fuck, that's a good one.
Fucking
fuck, Zargon's yeah. tight.
Yeah, Zargon. I was thinking of like a planet or like a another solar system.
Solar system?
Solar system. Scholarship.
Fucking skin.
Hey, not us, right?
Not us. But.
No, yeah, Zargon.
Zargon's a pretty fucking dope alien name. I'm not
going to right
idea.
Off the hip. It's
that's fucking cool.
Billy the Kid.
I feel like mine would be like fucking Jim or something because I just said something stupid.
Yeah.
Mike.
Give him Jim.
He's Mike the alien.
That's a human name.
Yes.
I don't care.
He's so shitty of an alien, we gave him human
No,
name.
I was at the bar the other night, and some drunk dude was, like, trying to talk to us, and he was like, hey, if you could be any animal, man, what would you be? And, like, right off the hip, I was like, I wasn't drunk, I was like, killer whale. He was like, whoa, never thought of that, that's fucking, you, like, knew that, you, like, knew, you knew what to answer.
You've,
like, you
knew you've practiced that.
I was like, no, that's just fucking killer whale, they're the best. He's like, whoa, man, you're gnarly, you're that's badass.
That's your animal?
Yeah.
That's your go-to?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Honey badger for me.
They're
gotta
cool.
Be.
They're cool.
What do you mean they're cool?
Dude, honey badger, killer whale.
A killer whale is just like whatever, though.
They're the best living thing, better than us.
How so?
Smartest, coolest,
how
fast
so, though?
Jump.
How so? fast jump.
They get whop. They're just wide
they
open.
They sit in a tank at SeaWorld not because anymore. They're that dumb.
Not anymore. They're not dumb.
Smarter no, they actually are. They actually are. They're not smarter than us, though.
Smarter than us.
It's not true.
Proven fact. Look it up.
Oh, did they make a car? Oh, that's funny.
They don't have. Okay. They can't.
No. I actually want to look this up.
Google.
No, that's
cool. Are killer whales smarter than us?
The fact that we have Google and we can just type in shit like this.
And we never do.
Yeah.
We just argue for 5 hours. Yeah. No. Yes. Killer whales are smarter than us.
Are killer whales smarter than humans?
Yes.
By the measure, human brains, by comparison, are 7 times. What is this even English?
See, it's a little confusing. You just got to sift through it.
No. Literally, this is word for word right now. By the measure, human brains, by comparison, are 7 times average.
Told you.
Orcas' brains are 2.5 times average, similar to those of chimpanzees.
Chimpanzees are so smart.
But they're not as smart
I know,
as
not
us.
They're smarter than us, but in their world, they're the pinnacle of.
In other words, predator. Orcas might be even much smarter than the size of their. I can't even read this because it's not even English.
There's like research. It's not like something like you'll Google and get an answer, but like actually, I told you about that documentary I wanted you to watch about the killer whales on YouTube. It's like an hour. It showed me some gnarly. They're so gnarly. Like, and we know very little about them. Same with great whites. Like, never seen a great white breed. That's gnarly.
They have the second biggest brains of all marine mammals.
Whales have the, obviously.
Fun fact. There you go.
Killer whales are sick, dude.
They're sick. I'll give it to you. They're great.
And I've been a land mammal my whole life. So if I'm going to choose an animal, I want to go check out the ocean. There's got to be some cool
shit. But what about being like a bird? There's got to be some cool shit being a bird.
Birds are cool. I'll fucking jump out of the water and eat
like,
birds.
But like a falcon? Are you kidding me? That'd be falcon sick.
Like 300 miles an hour once
just
in a while.
Just and then just hit something, going fucking mock nipple.
Yeah, and just rip it into 3 pieces.
Are you kidding me?
No, that'd be cool, but killer whale. Done. Just scare like sharks. Like you know what it'd be like to just scare the shit out of a fucking great white whenever you want?
Yeah, just roll up on them and just be like.
And just fucking whip sea lions like 70 feet into the air and
dude,
go fucking eat them.
Dude, that's so gnarly when they just fuck.
They just chuck them, dude. And they just shatter
or when
them.
They chase fucking penguins. Penguins?
So sick. They'll like go and make a wave and knock the fucking sea lions off the ice.
They're
so sick.
Their hunting strategies.
They're just sick pods, bro. They're bros. They're dogs.
Just balling with the bros.
Just kicking it with my pod.
Pod.
Just scaring sharks.
Pod.
Just pressing great whites. Like, what's up? Beat it. We're here.
Step up, great white.
They just fucking run with their tails behind their legs, and you're just like, yeah, I'm an orca. Later.
I'm an orca.
What? Done.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm still sticking with honey badger because that thing's fucking.
Just go fuck with cobras.
Dude, they get bit.
Die.
Just fucking fall asleep for a quick minute.
They get fucked up, probably.
They do, though.
Like,
they get
killer venom probably is just like fucking methamphetamine.
Whoa,
dude, you got some strong shit.
God
damn. I'll see you in an hour.
I'll get you back for this.
They're just stoners, dude.
I get you back.
Yeah, that's cool, I guess. That's my kind of animal.
That's what I'm saying. And then they just, like, they wake back up, and they're like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
Nah, it's cool. I'm going to go find another cobra.
Yeah. They're doing it on purpose. Yeah. Bite me. Yeah. No, it was that color, dude,
nah.
I swear.
Nah, hey.
Well, those diamondbacks are weak, dude.
No, I'm not talking to you, dude. Where's your buddy? He's got the good shit.
Yeah, where's your fucking buddy, dude? We got to go to fucking Africa, man. I heard that's where all the snakes are at.
That's where all the boys been hanging out.
Go on a fucking bender through the fucking.
Dude, and they just climb into like, what's it called too? Like beehives. And they just get stung to shit.
And just munch honey.
And they're just like.
They don't even care.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
They literally are the biggest don't give a shit animals on planet Earth.
Yeah, they're drug addicts. No shit. Sweet.
Oh.
Have you seen the thing about the, I think it was lions or cheetahs were eating something and it was making them hallucinate? There's like videos of these cheetahs just laying on their back looking up at the sky, all like a group of them that ate this weird plant that made them hallucinate and then they kept doing it.
They fucking.
And they go hunt go catch something to eat it, and then go chomp down on some fucking sweet drugs.
Some and just more like, fucking weeds and just get fucking weird.
Looking at the fucking stars, just tripping out.
Really?
Yeah. Koalas, too. Koalas get all fucked up.
Koalas are literally fucked up the whole time.
Yeah, they eat eucalyptus, which we can't. It fucks us up.
Eucalyptus it's poisonous.
Yeah. So it just fucks them up.
Like, they just kind of munch on just like a little bit of poison. And then they eat those
other little beans or whatever.
They basically just take acid all day. Like, man, that's what it is. Dude,
their eyes are just roached all the time.
They're just fried.
Have you seen videos of them fall out of trees?
Yeah.
And pandas, too. Pandas will just cruise and just...
Pandas are probably the funniest thing on planet Earth.
They're dopey and useless, but they're so cute.
They're the cutest things, but like, when they just fall... when they just fall out of a tree and just fucking...
And then they just climb back
branches,
up.
Yeah, and they're just like...
Whoa. They'll, like, test a branch, and it's not strong, and they'll grab it anyways.
Yeah,
and
just fucking, fucking going for it.
Yeah, there's some funny animals, dude.
I love it. I fucking love it. I want you to talk about your... I want you to talk about your fucking your stereo system that you were telling me the story. I want people...
I thought you were going to talk about my night terrors.
What?
Yeah, I got night terrors again.
What happened now, though?
Fucked up shit.
Are you seeing, like, people, like, getting torn apart and fucking...
It's weird, because it's not... You don't see... You don't... I don't know. It's weird. I don't want to talk about it, because it brings them back. Like, I'll have one tonight now, but yeah. If you don't,
you have PTSD.
You don't, like, visually perfectly see and remember exactly what's going on, but it's bad, whatever it is. Like, you're just in this weird, like, zone where it's state. Fucked up, and there's no, like, screaming and... heat and cold and fire. It's just really uncomfortable and fucked up, and you wake up sweating, and it's like worse than a nightmare. I'd rather like be running from fucking Michael Myers, like trying to get away, than these fucking things that whatever they are.
I don't remember most of my dreams.
That's kind of a night terror, is like you know it happened and you can remember it, but not exactly like
sometimes
what it
I
was.
Know like I have like maybe I do kind of have some type of that, because I grind my teeth like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you're freaking
night.
Out about something.
Like, I grind like something's my teeth.
Fucking you up, and you don't know what it
and
is.
It's just like,
some people just don't remember.
Yeah, I never it. Remember my dreams, ever. Like, I'll say, like, one in 25 dreams I'll remember.
Yeah, it's gnarly. I wish. That'd be nice.
So I'll say, like, once a month I'll remember dreams.
Yeah. No, mine are fucked up.
That's crazy. I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that dreams make it, like, you can feel so real.
No.
But then, like, you wake up and but you know that's a dream as soon as you wake up. But while you're in it,
you didn't know
that shit's real life.
Yeah. All right, back to the car wash.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Great. And I'm gonna fucking
I'm wondering
what's gonna happen to me tonight.
Well, I mean, obviously, we know this show is called Just Another Failure, and this is a great failure story.
Oh yeah. Okay, so I got I went to go get a car wash the other day, and I love my car. It's my baby. You know, she's nothing special, but to me, I love her. She's a good little whip. And my back door behind me, so my driver door was not closed all the way, a little cracked. And I have a sticker, like where my speedometer is, that covers where it tells you if your door's open or not. So I don't know when my doors are open.
It's a great placement of that.
So I went and got a car wash, and it was... the one that goes through the thing and sprays it and soaps it, and then they hand do it while it's going through, but it's like high pressure water. So the water shot into the door, and then my car has like little safety channels. So if water does get in, it'll go down the channels and then it goes out, like down the door,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little mm-hmm. exit. But I guess it sprayed hard enough to where it was overflowing the channel, and it, you know, it had to go somewhere, and it decided to go down my $2,000 amp. It was just dripping at the top of my amp and dripping through all the important shit down through the bottom of the amp.
Oh, you hate to see it.
And I get in my car and I'm like, all right, cool. My car's all clean. It looks dialed. I'm going to go for a little drive. I'm pulling out of the car wash, and I go to turn my music on, and then speakers start making all this crazy noise, and my subwoofer's just freaking the fuck out. It's literally doing that. Like, a perfect example. It was just going, and I'm like, what song is this? I'm gonna like starting to rock out to it.
Like, this is a banger, dude.
And then I start smelling smoke, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my shit's
frying. And I pull out onto Talbert. I'm in the middle of the fucking street, and I stop, put my car in park, run around the back, open the fucking back. My subwoofer is smoking, and I fucking grab it, pull it out, rip the cables out of it, throw it onto the street, crack my subwoofer. It's just sitting there smoking. People are honking at me, and I'm like,
you're like, my subwoofer is on fire. I don't know what to
do. And I'm like, so I put it back. I let it, like, stop doing what it was doing.
I blew it out. And,
and then I put it back in the car, drove to the sound guy, and we figured out my amp was soaked. It hit overload, red lights blinking, bad, no good. And my car almost caught on fire. Cracked my subwoofer, so I put a little tape on the crack, and I'm going to run her until she's just blown out and done.
That's way.
She doesn't hit like she used to.
Hey, but she still gets the job done.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But, you, dude, I would have paid money to have been driving down Talbert and just seen you in the middle of the street.
I was freaking
throwing
out.
Throwing your shit in the middle of the
bounced
street.
And just rolled, boom, and boom, everyone's
halfway,
like,
on fire, just watching lights. You have a meltdown.
I went home, fucking got the compressor out, blew the air out of my amp. And she's back, dude.
I'd pay money for that. I'd pay money.
Resuscitated my amp. Subwoofer's got a little fucking boo-boo.
You gave a CPR?
Yeah.
Mouth to mouth.
And back in the fucking... Now I'm not dirty anymore. I got fucking insurance. I got my tags.
Yeah, because you were rolling real dirty
over
for
a year.
A while. How the fuck did you never get pulled over?
And then I did. You know, like...
So your tags are expired everything?
Yeah. I got 2020 tags on. No insurance.
How do you not I don't get have
a,
pulled
my
over?
License suspended, expired. No tags, no insurance. Tinted windows, lowered exhaust. I got like a fucking 12-inch sun strip on my fucking windshield's tinted. Like everything, no front license plate. Everything you could, you know, that they pull you over for. I went a year going back and forth to LA. Nothing.
I seriously do not get that.
And then finally one day, I was like racing around trying to get home because I had to go to the bathroom, and I just got off the freeway. I was in Seal Beach on Seal Beach Boulevard, and a cop like pulled up behind me, and I was like, oh, fuck. This is it. I thought I was going to go to jail and get my car impounded. That's what should have happened. And he pulled me over, and I it was funny because he pulled me over right before the police station on Seal Beach Boulevard, and I pulled into the police station. I didn't even know. I was just the only place I could. And I'm literally at the police station, and I'm like, well, then it just made it easy
for me. Yeah, fuck. Hey, what's up, guys?
And I pulled in, and like, I parked in a cop spot. Like, the sign was, like, for a police officer's car. And he's behind me with his partner. And then another car pulls up. And I'm like, oh, I'm fucked. And the guy was super cool. Just, like, some Vietnamese dude. Super into old BMWs. He has, like, an M3.
Yeah, of course. Because why wouldn't he be a cool guy that pulls you over?
He has an M5. He's like, I love project cars. Especially BMWs. This wagon's sick. I'm like, yeah, man. It's just it's kind of like my, you know, just project car. But my daily driver. And I told him I haven't been driving it as much because I was driving my dad's like spare car just because I would drive my car every like 2 days, and then I was just trying to mess with my luck, you know.
And
he literally goes back to his car for like 20 minutes, dude, and I'm just sitting there going, oh, he's gonna fucking, I'm fucked. Even though he was being cool,
he's just racking up the tab.
Yeah, and he comes back and he's like, all right, here's the deal. I gave you expired tags ticket. It's $20. It's a fixed ticket. Just go get your insurance. Go get your smog. And go get your license figured out. You can do it online. I was like, okay, thank you. And he's like, go. I'm like, what?
Like, how do you get away with that shit? That's like, that happens to you all the time. It's so annoying. And I'm on the other end of the spectrum.
I've gotten away with running red lights. I ran the stop sign by my house. The guy pulled me over. He's like, why'd you do that? And I'm like, dude, you run that stop sign. And he's like, I know, but you did it right in front
he's
of
like,
me.
He's like, I know, but
you, I'm like, all right, I'm sorry, can't. I won't do it again. He's like, all right, dude, fucking go home. I've literally been pulled over. Well, I didn't get pulled over. I was going like 130 in my dad's car, and I ran away. I got away. That one wouldn't have been bad. We would have gone to jail. But,
we don't talk about
it's
that.
It's the best feeling ever when you get away from a high-speed chase. Have you ever done it?
I've never done it. Have you ever done it?
You should try it.
Nah, I'm good.
You should talk about a rush.
Yeah.
And your dad's in the passenger seat going, go, go, go.
Fucking go faster.
He's like, if you get pulled over, you're fucked. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get the pass. That was the fucking fastest I've ever driven that car.
Fucking
Potter's in the back just loving it.
Failing the G-forces.
He's like, at least it's not me. Oh, yeah, we felt the G-forces.
In a Ford Escort.
Yeah.
In a Ford Escort. Oh, my God. All right, well, I think we're fucking ready to wrap this guy up here. What do you think? You got anything else?
Yeah, I've been sweating since we started. And this is a brand new sweater. Hey. This is not the color.
That's
just
sweat
soaking
stains.
In sweat.
It is a little warm in here today, but hey.
Oh, shout out. I got to do my little plug just because he hooks me up so much.
All right, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if there's motorcycle guys that follow this, but MotoCuts. Todd Cram's your guy. Go on MotoCuts.com if you need graphics, personal stickers. anything sticker for motorcycle. All the other guys suck. Too much money. Todd uses the best quality, you know, laminates and way better prices.
And he's a cool dude.
He's a cool dude. He's my bro.
Yeah, broskies.
I wouldn't have clothes and hats.
We actually might get Todd on pretty soon.
Oh, I'll get Todd on. So. Oh yeah, I called him. He's down.
Yeah.
We just got to get a day.
So Todd would be fun because he's got a bunch.
And he's
of
got
fun
some
stories.
Cool shit right now. He's like, you know.
He's a cool guy
he's
right now.
Whipping. He's got his whips locked. He's got he's he might, fucking, he might be like on the reserve list for X Games best whip. Like
he's sick guy right now.
Sick guy.
He's fucking killing it.
So we'll get Todd on here. But yeah, if you guys need graphics for motorcycles, motocuts.com.
Yeah.
Motocuts with a Z.
And yeah, I mean, I hope you guys are enjoying Alex being on. He might be joining for a little while Matt steps away for a little bit because he's got to figure some stuff out, and we respect that. No. And we want the best for him. And yeah, Alex is a scumbag, but
no, I love Matty.
No, but we want the best for Matt, and the best thing for him right now is to, you know, figure some stuff out, and we are gonna respect that. But we're also trying to keep on keeping on with the podcast and giving you guys new shit.
And maybe so, the next one, or maybe the one after that, we want to do a trip, so we're gonna pull a little bit of money together, hop in either one of our cars, and go somewhere and just film the whole fucking trip, and get maybe an hour out of it, edit it, go somewhere cool, go talk to some cool people, go get into some trouble.
Yeah,
that's I'll be plan. Getting into trouble. He'll be yeah. getting me out.
I'll be the.
But we're
I'll
gonna
be
film
the,
it.
I'll be the dad in that situation. But yeah. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy this, and we'll be back soon. So we'll see you guys later.